Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 15th of January, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Tuesday the 13th, Spain's cabinet approved draft legislation aimed at curbing AI-generated deepfakes and tightening consent rules for the use of images and voices. Bill strengthens protection for children and will set 16 as the minimum age for consent to the use of their image. It also prevents people from reusing online photos or creating and using AI-generated voices or likenesses without explicit permission. The reform, however, does allow people to use public figures in creative, satirical, or fictional cases if they are clearly labeled as AI-made. Move aligns Spain with forthcoming EU rules that will require member states to criminalize non-consensual sexual deepfakes by 2027. In international news on Tuesday the 13th, Spain has requested that Iran's ambassador stationed in Madrid formally protest the Iranian government's crackdown on ongoing demonstrations, which civil rights groups say have killed hundreds of people. José Manuel Álvarez, the foreign minister, condemned the repression in Iran, calling for the Iranians' right to peaceful protest while demanding an end to arrest. Álvarez stressed that Iran must return to dialogue and negotiations with particular attention to women's rights, which have been a central issue in the protest. The unrest began over economic grievances, but has evolved into a major challenge to Iran's theocratic political system, which has been in power since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Next up, new laws for 2026. Spain's non-contributory retirement pension is set to rise again, meaning more stay-at-home people and others without enough work contributions are expected to qualify for financial support in retirement. This change matters because many people, particularly women who have spent years raising families or caring for relatives, often reach retirement age without the 15 years of Social Security payments required for standard pensions. To qualify, applicants must be at least 65 years old, have lived in Spain for 10 years, and meet strict income limits, as the benefit is designed for those with little or no other income. While modest, the increase could improve financial security and recognize decades of unpaid domestic and care work. In housing news, on Wednesday the 14th, Spain's Ministry of Consumer Affairs rejected government proposals to give tax bonuses to landlords who limit rent increases, saying such incentives would worsen income inequality in the rental market. Ministry argues that landlords already earn significantly more than tenants in many regions, often about twice as much. The proposals would have offered tax breaks to landlords who keep rents steady, but the ministry says this voluntary approach wouldn't guarantee lower prices and could normalize public support for private profit. The government is now insisting on stronger tenant protections, stricter enforcement of rental laws, and more affordable housing options. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 13th, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis met President Pedro Sanchez in Madrid, marking the first visit to Spain in 13 years of a Greek leader. At a joint news conference, Mitsotakis said both governments support the full implementation of a peace plan in Gaza and called for a rapid move towards its second phase, which is intended to consolidate the ceasefire and advance a longer-term settlement for Palestinians. The leaders also discussed wider international issues, including the situation in Venezuela, stressing the need for de-escalation and a smooth transition to a democratically legitimate government, as well as strengthening bilateral economic ties between the two countries. Speaking of agreements, on Thursday the 8th, Catholic Church and central government reached a breakthrough settlement on compensation for victims of Catholic Church sexual abuse, clearing the way for a papal visit later this year. The news officially ends about 2 years of dispute between the church and the government over who was responsible for the payouts, which began after a 2023 report estimated that over 1% of Spaniards had suffered abuse through the Catholic Church. On Tuesday the 13th, Spain's High Court opened a preliminary investigation into sexual assault and harassment allegations against singer Julio Iglesias following claims reported by Spanish outlet El Diario and U.S. broadcaster Univision. The accusations involved two former female employees who worked at Iglesias' Caribbean residence in the Dominican Republic and the Bahamas for 10 months in 2021. According to the reports, the women alleged that Iglesias pressured them into sexual encounters and subjected them to verbal and physical abuse. Iglesias, who is 82, has not publicly commented, and his record label Sony has not responded either. On to tourism. The country's tourism sector is beginning to lose momentum, closing 2025 with 2.5% growth, slightly below the country's 2.9% GDP rise. Experts have said this reflects a steady normalization shift after a rapid increase in 2023 and 4. Visitor numbers from several key European markets, including Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Italy, have declined, although arrivals from the UK, Portugal, and Ireland have risen. While foreign spending grew, overall tourist numbers and overnight stays showed only modest increases. Analysts say the slowdown stems not from weak demand, but from rising costs, tougher competition, and more selective travelers. It's not all bad, though. Tourism still generated over 200 billion euros in 2025, representing 13% of the overall economy in Spain. On Monday the 12th, Spain made its largest ever cocaine seizure at sea after intercepting a container ship in the Atlantic Ocean carrying nearly 10 tons of the drug hidden in shipments of salt. Cameroon-flagged vessel, which had departed from Brazil and was heading to Europe, was boarded by the country's elite special operations group. Officers arrested all 13 crew members. The operation, codenamed White Tide, involved a major international effort, including Spanish authorities, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, the U.K. National Crime Agency, Brazilian Federal Police, and agencies from France and Portugal. Know more about the story? Check out the Rorschach Ocean update with a link in the show notes. Next, according to Car Manufacturers Association ANFAC, Spain has set a new record in electrical vehicle infrastructure with over 53,000 public charging points nationwide. Network of charging stations grew by just under 40% in 2025. 2024, the country had around just under 40,000. However, despite the larger number, many of them can't be used. One in four charging stations don't work, with roughly 16,000 charging points currently out of service due to technical faults, lack of repair, poor condition, or having no connection to the electricity grid, which would, of course, be a problem. So progress in theory, but in reality, charging electric vehicles has a ways to go. Sports news: on Tuesday the 14th, the country officially joined the Enlarged Partial Agreement on Sport, or EPAS, becoming the organization's 42nd member state. EPAS is a Council of Europe framework that helps countries work together on sport policy with a focus on fairness, inclusion, and safety. By joining, the central government has shown its commitment to promoting ethical and inclusive sport. Membership will also enable Spain to participate in discussions and discussion making at the international level, sharing experience and learning from other European countries on issues such as effective leadership, integrity in sport, and protecting athletes. Finally, about conspiracy theories. According to the London School of Economics, conspiracy theories have become increasingly mainstream across national politics, used by both the radical right and left to polarize society and undermine trust in institutions. Historically rooted in anti-Semitic and anti-Masonic narratives, conspiratorial thinking has been reinvigorated by events such as the 2004-2007 terrorist attacks and COVID-19 pandemic. Today, the fast-growing radical right, especially Vox and the Catalan Alliance, promotes a so-called Great Replacement Theory, saying that elites are deliberately encouraging Muslim immigration to displace native populations. Survey data shows the country has shifted from having the lowest to the firmest belief in this theory in just 3 years. Same time, conspiracies about judges and security services plotting against elected governments, which used to come mostly from secessionists and far-left groups, are now even spreading to the socialists in power. Check out the piece with a link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Quick question. Is there a specific monopoly in Spain that you think is a big problem? If so, let us know at info@rorschach.com. That's info@rorschok.com. Hasta la próxima.